As I've said over the past, oh, week and a half to 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, with all the different events now that we are interviewing on and our calendar of coming events is filling up again, we are slowly coming out of this pandemic. And you can figure up no better ways than to get out and support different merchants in our area who've had a very tough year and a half. And we have an event coming up that sounds really interesting to me, and I think will sound very interesting to all of you out there. And that is a pop-up event that is going to be held beginning October 15th. And that pop-up event will include, of course, Montage and also Sister Parish. So right now we'll kick off this little interview with the owner of Montage, Dana Jennings. Dana, thanks for joining us today.
Well, pleasure, Marshall. Glad to be here.
And we also have Susan Crater, who is the president of Sister Parish. Susan, thanks for joining us also.
Also a pleasure.
Okay, so let's go to this event. And it's a pop-up event that is opening October 15th. How long does this pop-up event run for?
So it runs through November 28th. It's a holiday pop-up event, so we're looking forward to that.
So let's talk a little bit about Montage, first of all, and what people would normally find at Montage for people that have not been there.
So we are a traditional antique shop. We really pride ourselves on not being a hybrid. We love early things. We love interior design. We love the whole world of antiques and history. But at the same time, we have always had pop-ups in our shop, whether it's an art gallery show or a guest dealer. So that we've had a space dedicated to that for a long time, well, since the beginning. So we were really excited when Susan and her daughter Eliza from Sister Parish came to us and asked about possibly doing a pop-up.
Well, this is interesting, and I guess I'll switch over for a second so we can people can understand exactly the history of this. Susan, who's president of Sister Parish. Sister Parish Design, this is a brand that's been around a long, long time.
Yes, it has. My grandmother was Sister Parish, who started her career actually during the Depression in 1933 at a little shop in Far Hills, New Jersey, and was a decorator for 60 years. She founded the design firm Parish Hadley. And I picked up the baton 21 years ago to continue the family business. And we manufacture the textiles and wallpapers of Parish Hadley Archives and also sell products for the home on our website. That's why we're delighted to be able to show them in a venue like Montage, which is so aligned with kind of who we are. My grandmother, it's a family trait, loving antiques. My grandmother really got into design in a way through her family houses, and her father was an avid collector. He and she traveled the countryside, popping into all different antique stores. So we've always been total, just like our favorite thing to do is be in an antique store, particularly one like Montage, where we shop all the time.
You know, what I find interesting about your history is that I guess your grandmother was the first to be brought into work on interiors at the White House.
She was. She decorated the White House for the Kennedys, for Jackie Kennedy. And it's funny, her name's Sister. There was a headline, I don't know what newspaper it was in, but it said, Kennedys picked none to decorate the White House. We always used to get a big kick out of that. But, which Jackie had in common also, and what we're going to be showing a lot of during the pop-up, is a love of American crafts. We have a lot of American-made, like spongeware and different things that we make locally. And Sister and Jackie brought in rag rugs to the White House, and the whole fine arts committee was about sort of celebrating American design. So this is really kind of part of our tradition of being huge fans of American craftsmanship.
For people that are listening now, Susan, and we're talking about a pop-up which is going on at Montage beginning October 15th that is going to include Sister Parish. What is your website so people can get a look at that before they head to Montage beginning on the 15th?
Sure. So it's called Sister Parish Design. And we also have an Instagram account by the same name. And you can see the home products are on our e-commerce shop. But the fun thing about this pop-up is we're doing a ton of custom things for the holidays. Like, we designed a special color for our iconic Dolly fabric, one of our best sellers. It's going to be all on the walls, and it's red and green. And, I mean, I think we're all just kind of in the mood right now to really celebrate this season. We've been locked up, and now we're just kind of going to go for it with beautiful candles and lighting, just focusing on the home, which I think everybody's been doing during COVID. And now it's time to kind of get out and celebrate it even more in an actual place.
You know, when you talk about wallpaper, I have to bring the story along. This radio station was totally rebuilt from the ground up back in 1990. And I forget the name of the English wallpaper they bought in, but it was expensive, okay? It was very expensive, and people laughed. I want you to know now, sitting here almost 20 years later, that original wallpaper, the quality wallpaper that was put up and hung in the front of this building, looks as new today as it did when it was put up. There is really a difference of putting up something that is unique and that good.
I totally agree. That is what we are trying to do. It kind of comes under the idea of sustainable luxury, which is making things to last. You know, we live in such a throwaway culture, like all the things you see in New York, where people just like buy something for such a cheap amount and then they're done with it when they move. And that's why places like Montage are so important, because, you know, you can buy things from the past and keep using them, and you don't have to buy everything new and just throw it away. Part of the fun of decorating a house is collecting. That was the other thing. My grandmother was a huge collector, and we really promote that. And, you know, if you're building your own house and you go to a place like Montage and you find, like, a little special thing, you're always going to remember that year that you bought that special thing in designing your house, and it just creates a whole fantastic feeling of the history of what you built.
We are speaking right now with Susan Crater, president of Sister Parish, and Dana Jennings, owner of Montage. They are having a pop-up together, which starts on October the 15th. So we found out a little bit now about Sister Parish. Now let's go back into when people walk in your shop here, Dana, what they expect to find.
We're excited about the pop-up. I love working with Sister Parish. They're a multi-generational, traditional family business, and Montage is also a multi-generational, traditional family business, and we sort of mesh well, and their look just completely overlays with what we do, and it's kind of seamless. We're really excited. Early things, beautiful things, art, antique furniture. I mean, these are the things that are eternal. It's a sustainable way of decorating. It's happy to see that there are a lot of young people who are beginning to look to antiques as an alternative to buying things that are brand new. And even if you mix them in, it just lends so much more character to your interiors.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting to hear you say that, because when we first formed this radio station 12, 13 years ago, the only thing that we bought in here that was new were actually office chairs for the studios and for for the sales. Everything else. Everything else we did, from a unique medicine cabinet that wasn't a medicine cabinet, but a beautiful wooden door that we put into the bathroom, to the couches that we have in here, to the chairs, to the desks that are all out front when people greet, were all purchased as antiques and as secondary pieces of furniture. It saved us a lot of money, but it also brought us a lot of character, because we wanted the front of the building to look like a home and the radio station part to look like a radio station.
Yeah,
that's really great.
You were ahead of your time, Marshall.
And, you know, I forgot to add, just while we're talking about family businesses, Dana, is that my mother, Apple Bartlett, who's a well-known collage artist, we're showing her work you know, speaking multi-generational, and she hasn't had it, you know, a formal show actually since she had something with Bunny Williams at Triage a million years ago. So she has a shop in Maine where she's had some of the collages, but we're bringing in like 15 of them to sell, and so that's a cool thing too. She's, you know, 87 and going strong, so we're excited to show those too.
Yeah, that's going to be wonderful to have. And that's something, too. It's not only about using antiques and vintage things, but also using things that are craftsman-made or artist-made. I mean, these are this is the direction we need to be going. And I think it's the best direction aesthetically.
Well, once again, this special pop-up that is going to feature at Montage, once again, Sister Parish, will be held beginning October 15th. Now, the hours for Montage are daily 10 to 5. They're closed on Tuesdays 12 to 5. On Sunday, their telephone number is 860-485-3887. By the way, when this interview is done and we put this up and post it, when you go to the interview section at robinhoodradio.com, click on demand, we will have a bunch of links and pictures and stuff that you can click on as well. But once again, in our final couple of moments here, I'll let you first start off, Susan, talking a little bit once again about what you're going to feature front and center at this pop-up.
Well, we're going to have the collages, and then we're having things like Rego candles, which my grandmother always had at Christmas every year, spongeware and special holiday colors, baby blankets, you know, things just kind of to make the home really warm and glowing at Christmas, and, you know, encouraging people to have fun with tabletop, and a lot of custom things just for the pop-up.
And once again, Dana, we'll go back to you. What are you going to be centering and featuring on?
Well, obviously, front and center is Sister Parish for us. But our shop is absolutely heaving with wonderful, wonderful things, you know, from furniture, lighting, china, glassware, art. I mean, we really are stocked up and ready for our visitors to come and enjoy the entire thing.
Well, once again, it starts October 15th. Where? Well, it's right here on Main Street in Millerton, New York, at Montage. It's the pop-up which features, of course, Montage and also items from Sister Parish. Once again, I want to thank you both for joining us, and this should be interesting. And I just want you to know that every holiday I go out, and one of the first streets I go to is Main Street in Millerton, and I go right down that row there, and I buy people that I know really interesting gifts, and I that have been obviously around for a long, long time. But I always come up with five or six really great winners when I do that. So this should be a fun pop-up.
Absolutely.
We're
shop
excited.
Local.